Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. On this podcast, I break down the process of manifestation into concrete, tangible, actionable steps so that these aren't just woo-woo concepts that sound great on face value, but instead you fully understand them. But more importantly, you're able to apply these concepts, because it's only through the application are we really able to create the groundbreaking transformation shifts that our heart desires, whether it's in the form of manifesting our loving partner, more meaningful and authentic relationships, a career that gets us jumping out of bed, money coming in with more ease, improved well-being, whatever it is your heart desires. And if you are a long-time listener, welcome back, welcome back. I'm so grateful that you choose to spend this time with me. And if you haven't already, come and say hi to me on the on Instagram and tell me that you are a listener. I love hearing from every single person who tunes into this podcast. And it just means the world to know that it's making a difference. It's resonating with you. And if there are any aha moments, takeaways you have, share them with me. And if you have any feedback or want me to go deeper into any topics in particular, my DMs are always open. My handle on Instagram is at kushpu.kway. And if you haven't already, I would so appreciate if you could just take a few minutes to leave a review on whatever podcast platform you listen to my episodes on. It really helps with the algorithm and making sure more people who could benefit from the content I share can access these episodes. And once you've done so, please take a screenshot and send it to me on Instagram. And then I would love to give you a nervous system regulation meditation as a token of my appreciation. And with this meditation, if you follow it for the next 30 days consistently, you'll be very, very happy with the results that unfold. Because when you can master your nervous system, you master your energy. And when you can master your energy, you can master the outcomes that unfold. And so, like I said, you can send me a screenshot on Instagram at kushpu.kway, and I'll get that meditation sent to you ASAP. And that takes me into today's episode, which is all about managing your nervous system. But more importantly, I want to share a personal experience and how I actually move past it. And I feel like it's going to be so relatable to everyone listening to this episode, including you. And in full transparency, as much as I am a pretty happy, pretty positive person, and I live a very great life, and I'm so thankful for all the abundance that exists in my life, but there are days when you hit a wall, when you feel stuck, when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel frustrated, when you feel like life is happening to you, when you feel like you want to pull your hair out, where you feel like things are just getting worse and worse, even though you thought you were on the brink of something amazing. And essentially, life is going to throw you curveballs. And that is exactly how I would sum up my day yesterday. It was a really annoying day. I found myself constantly hitting walls, issues coming up. A lot of it has to do with technology stuff. And man, as grateful I am for technology and how much easier it makes our lives, but sometimes, and tell me if I'm wrong, but sometimes technology makes our lives so much harder than it needs to be. And it was just a day of total frustration, whereby something that should have taken me 10 minutes took me like 7 hours to do. And people wouldn't reply to my calls. And it was just total overwhelm. And I found myself getting into a headspace, which at this point isn't familiar to me. And I was trying to pull myself out of it, and it just felt like I was in mud walking, and it was going at such a slow pace. And I share this because that is the reality. Not every day is going to be rainbows and unicorns. And especially when you're on this journey of understanding how to manage your nervous system, you are understanding the process of manifestation, you're doing really well, you almost start to judge yourself for days like what I had yesterday, because it's quote unquote not spiritual to be angry. It's not spiritual to be frustrated. Oh no, it means you're going to manifest something to be frustrated. The fact And here's the thing, is that curveballs are inevitable. We're all going to experience them, but it's in those moments who we decide to be that really decides what unfolds. And a lot of us, we experience these negative emotions because none of us are immune to them. None of us are immune to curveballs, no matter what you see on Instagram. I'm telling you, people have their beep. Try not to curse on the podcast. But it's just that some people are better than others at managing their emotions. And here's the thing is that when we can equip ourselves with tools to manage these emotions and really increase our level of emotional intelligence, that's how we're able to use these unwanted emotions and days to our advantage. But instead, if we're just going to resist these negative emotions, pretend like they don't exist, try to put them under a rug, numb ourselves out, that only creates resistance. That energy that we're resisting, it gets stuck within us. And guess what? Mirrors back to us more resistance in the form of more obstacles, more curveballs, because we're not dealing with the issue at hand. And when that energy is stuck within us, because our lives are just conforming to who we are being, that internal stuck energy gets mirrored back to us in more stuck circumstances. And just think about it for a second, is if you break up the word emotions, all it means is energy in motion. So your emotions are energy. Your outcomes, as much as you see them as 3D things you can touch, taste, feel, and hear, but your outcomes, you break it down in the most fundamental state, it's just energy. And so if you want to manage the outcomes that unfold, then you have to learn how to manage your emotions because they're all one and the same. They're all just energy. And we've been conditioned to look at sensitivity and feeling as a negative, but your ability to feel is your greatest gift. Because if you cannot handle big emotions in the form of discomfort, such as sadness, fear, overwhelm, frustration, you cannot handle the same intensity on the other end of the spectrum. So big emotions in the form of joy, satisfaction, gratitude. And your resistance to feeling those negative emotions is the resistance that's keeping your desire at arm's length because the universe, God, nature, angels, your life, it's not punishing you, it's not rewarding you, it's just responding to who you are being. You are the vessel. And so if I want to experience outer expansion, I need to create that expansion within myself. I need to expand my capacity to hold emotions, not resist them, but also expand my level of internal safety. And we're almost scared to feel because of what we make certain emotions mean about us. So if I feel sad, it means I'm depressed. If I feel angry, it means I'm weak. If I feel fear, it means that I'm weak. And firstly, we got to take the self-judgment out. And I want you to really hone into this understanding that your ability to feel is your greatest strength. Because when you can feel, that is how you can actually intentionally tune to the frequency of your desire. Because remember is that you're manifesting based on your feeling state. But if you're numbing yourself out to emotions and you're desensitizing yourself, that inability to feel is also going to unfold in the form of your inability to handle what life throws at you and also your inability to manage the outcomes that unfold for you. Because here's the thing is that you can selectively numb. And so when you're numbing yourself out to the negative emotions because you lack the tools to handle those big negative emotions, you're also numbing yourself out to the positive emotions. And that being said, I will now share a few things that I did yesterday to help me move past that feeling of overwhelm, frustration. Today, I'm feeling a lot better. The fact that I can still record a podcast episode about it, that alone is an indication I'm feeling so much better. But it was a choice. I had a choice yesterday. I could have sat in those negative emotions. I could have let it build more momentum, ended the day feeling even worse. Then guess what? I would have woken up today with the song "Woe Is Me." And if I didn't make that choice to actually intentionally move that energy, it would have gotten worse and worse. And I share this in full transparency because that's what most people do. We're living on autopilot. We are making choices, but we're not actually discerning about the choices we make. We're letting life choose for us. But instead, it's in the midst of those unwanted circumstances, when you aren't getting what you want, when you experience an outcome that you did not see coming, who are you going to be? You are the deciding factor. When you decide who you're going to be, you're also deciding what comes next. And so a few things that really helped me was, number one, I gave myself 5 minutes to play the victim and indulge in a pity party for one. Sometimes we gotta allow ourselves to feel it, because let's not get ourselves having that pity party, playing the victim card. It gives us that instant relief, that feeling, that rush of dopamine. But here's the thing, is that anything longer, it would have been straight up self-sabotage. Feeling powerless, feeling like a victim, feeling like life is happening to you, that is the lowest vibration you can be operating out of. And in that state, when you are playing the victim, when you are making yourself powerless because you're abdicating all responsibility, you're also denying yourself the opportunity to change your circumstances. But instead, when you can realize on some level you manifested this outcome that you're facing, guess what? Now you have everything within you to manifest something better. So I gave myself 5 minutes, but then it was like, okay, nope, it is what it is, but now we got to move forward. We have to be proactive. We're not going to be reactive. The second thing that I did was going to the gym. So like I said, a lot of my issues were coming from technology, and I was so tempted to just stay glued on my laptop trying to fix a circumstance. I almost was trying to bargain with myself that I would make it up tomorrow as in today, da 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 da. But thank goodness there was 1% of me that was like, you know what, screw it. I made a commitment to myself. I'm not that kind of person who goes back on my promises. I do. If I'm saying I'm going to the gym, I'm the kind of person who will go, and that is who I am. And I think this is also why doing this work on your identity and self-concept is so important, because when you create such a strong sense of identity and self-concept about the kind of person you are, it's a lot easier when your ego rears its head, when temptation to go the other way kicks in, you're able to shut it down so much quicker. And I went to the gym, and was it the best workout? No, but did I get it done? Yeah. Did I feel that rush of endorphins after? Yeah. But more importantly, I leveraged the power and the connection between our minds and bodies. Our minds and bodies are interconnected. And when you find yourself having constant destructive and intrusive negative thoughts that you can't get a grip on, or you find yourself in a really undesirable emotional state and you're not able to shift that mental energy, come to your body. Because when you shift the energy within your body, your mind has no choice but to respond. And so when you cultivate that energy within your body, you're also cultivating fresh energy in your mind. And so even your perspective, your perceptions, the way you are approaching something looks so different. And it was amazing. I came back from the gym, and something that I was so stuck on, it was just, I had such an aha moment about what to actually type into Google to get the answer. And that was one issue that I managed to sort out. The third thing I did was taking a few minutes to focus on what is thriving in my life. On these days when we're in a funk, it almost, again, we feel like life is happening to us. But you have to remind yourself that just because you're having a bad day or a bad hour or a bad week, you're not getting what you want, it doesn't mean all your blessings have been wiped out. It's just that right now it's a little harder to see those blessings. Your vision is slightly clouded, but with that extra bit of intention and choosing to focus on what is thriving, what is working, you're also choosing to enter into a state of abundance. And when you enter into a state of abundance and actually recognize all that's working, what do you think you're a magnet for? More abundance and solutions. And one of my favorite quotes, I think it was Albert Einstein who said it. I mean, I'm probably going to butcher it, but you'll get the message nonetheless, is you cannot solve your problem in the same level of awareness that it was created. And so if you aren't actually actively choosing a new perspective, you're just going to keep energizing the solution because you're on that same level of consciousness. But instead, it's how can I expand my level of awareness? And the easiest way to do so is through gratitude, by shifting your focus. And the amazing thing is that our brains can only focus on one thing at a time. So if you're focusing on all that is thriving and working out for you, you can also be operating from a place of lack and focusing on the problems at hand. And you're not focusing on the problems at hand, you're no longer energizing them. So dun, 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 what do you think is going to happen next? The fifth thing that I did was I made a point to step out to meet friends who always leave me better than before. Friends who always uplift me and who inspire me. And that is why curating your social circle is so important, especially on days like I had yesterday. Because your friends should be there with you during your best times, but also through your not so great times. Your friends should always leave you better than before you met them. Your friends should actually fill you up, raise your energy, and actually be people you look forward to meeting. And in full transparency, there was a part of me during the day, as much as I love these girls, I kind of wished that this plan wasn't in the diary because, again, I wanted to stay on my laptop and just keep working through the night. But you know what would happen? If I stayed at home, I probably would have done so. I probably would have ended the night feeling so much more frustrated. And I probably would have felt even more like a victim. I would have made myself feel like a victim. But instead, what happened is I went out, I laughed for like a straight 2 hours, had such good conversation, chatted about other areas of my life, came back feeling so grateful, feeling so abundant, feeling so revitalized, woke up today, and that energy has just completely raised me. And today is a new day. And I think that's something we forget, that just because you're having a bad day, it doesn't have to be a bad week. Every moment, every day, it gives you a new opportunity to choose again. And today I was journaling and I wrote in my journal, my only intention, as much as I have a to-do list that's very long, but I'm going to say my number one priority is joy. All I'm focusing on is getting into a state of joy. And I wrote down ways in which I can bring joy into my day. And we think of joy as the outcome of something big happening, but there's so many little moments in our day that we can use, we can leverage to bring us joy. But again, if we're waiting for some big thing to happen, that's how we're actually preventing us from getting what we want. But remember that you are the creator of your life. You're creating the feeling. Life is presenting the experiences that match that. You are the creator of your happiness. Nobody is going to come in one day, give you that. No outcome is going to just magically give you that feeling. But instead, it's your job to say, what are small ways I can incrementally upgrade, up-level, increase my level of joy within myself? And for me, that meant going for a workout, listening, like a cardio session outdoors. It meant while I was doing this run, stroke, walk, I've been doing like intervals, which actually I'm really enjoying because you can really maximize your heart rate. But anyways, while I was doing that workout, I was listening to a few podcasts that I love that always give me a new perspective. And actually, I feel like they, whatever these podcasts are shared, always lands with me. I am prioritizing eating foods that I love today. I started the day with my favorite breakfast, which is, I've shared this before, it's Greek yogurt mixed with vanilla protein powder. It tastes like a vanilla pudding, add in some frozen strawberries, almond butter, and boom, it's like dessert for breakfast. I have a massage booked. I might take my laptop to a coffee shop later and work from there just to change up the vibes. I am going to watch a Christmas movie tonight because I'm home. And I'm doing things that, and I'm prioritizing doing things that I know fill me up. Because if I don't do that, if I'm not being proactive, nothing is going to shift. And, you know, at the end of the day is, this is really what the difference is between winners and losers in life. Between people who are successful and those who spend their lives resentful. This is the difference between people who actually get what they want versus those who are constantly whining that they never get what they want. It's the mindset. It's the mindset. Everybody experiences curveballs. Everybody is given a reason to not move forward. But it's when you have a winning mindset, that's when you're able to enter into a new reality. Winners do not stop. Winners keep moving. The minute you stop because of something external that's happened, that's when you completely forfeit all your power. Winners recognize that obstacles are part of the journey. Winners see obstacles as growth opportunities to actually move forward towards the reality that they want for themselves. Rather than let those curveballs eat them alive, winners use them as an opportunity to, like I said earlier, to increase the level of capacity to hold energy, the level of internal safety. And winners use every circumstance in their life, good and the seemingly bad ones, as ways to learn, as a ways to pivot, and as a way to embody a new version of themselves. Winners see life as always working for them. Life is not happening to them. Winners are equipped with tools so that when unwanted circumstance unfolds, they're able to navigate through them with more ease. Winners allow themselves to be supported despite the level of vulnerability that asking for support and opening yourself up to receive support entails. Winners are discerning about their choices. Every moment of every day presents us with choices. Who are we going to be? Winners choose accordingly. And so, the next time you're in a funk, the next time you face a curveball, the next time
you are feeling frustrated, I want you to go and look in the mirror and ask yourself, who am I going to be? Am I going to be a winner or am I going to be a loser? Am I going to play the victim or am I going to step into my most empowered self? And I can tell you, go with the latter. Step into your most empowered self. Hold on to your power and control to choose how to think, act, and feel. And that is how you will be able to choose what comes next. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is the present moment, who you decide to be. And so if this episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And I will chat to you very soon.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.